It is very early on a cool Saturday morning when 54 teams from across the province and a few from out of country gathered at Olmsted Beach on Trout Lake, preparing to tackle the challenging 64 kilometers Mattawa River canoe race. One of those teams had traveled from Huntsville to compete. 70-year-old Gwen Heyman and her 82-year-old husband Bob Vincent were looking forward to a day on the water. Heyman brought roughly 40 years of canoeing experience to the competition. "I've done this race probably about 5 times now. Her enjoyment comes from finishing it. It is beautiful countryside, and when the weather cooperates, it is just a beautiful race," grinned Heyman. "Being cool today is no concern. We'll definitely warm up as we go along for sure." The most challenging part of the race for this team is the portage. "We noticed that we don't portage as well as we used to, but we still paddle pretty good, we've got the technique," Heyman stated. "Portage will be slow and easy. I walk slowly on portage. I'm not a runner anymore. There is only one nasty portage here, and it is down over the rocks. I'll be very hesitant about that one," shared Vincent, who is no stranger to long-distance canoe races. "When I started racing, we used to start in Ville Marie and come this way. So, we went from Ville Marie to Mattawa, and we camped out there that night, and the next morning we paddled our way up to North Bay," explained Vincent. The race from Ville Marie to North Bay was 196 kilometers long. The distance and direction were changed to the current one-day, 64 kilometers format in 1976 when the North Bay Mattawa Conservation Authority took it over. "I've been a coach for 50 years, and I had to go to Michigan and I had to go to Minnesota to learn how to do it properly. I raced with two fellas from Minnesota, and then I understood how to do it. As you age, you expect to be beat by young people, and when you train them and they beat you, I think that's really good news. I won't be competitive, but I'll finish the race, and I'll have a lot of fun on the water." The couple stressed the importance of staying active at their age. "Motion is lotion. You have to keep moving or you will stop," shared Heyman. Like his wife, Vincent does not believe in living a sedentary lifestyle. "It is my experience that the older you get, the more sitting you do, and you don't walk or run as much. This is a sitting sport, not kneeling, sitting. You get the proper boat, there are bucket seats in it, you sit, you have a foot brace in front of you, you can paddle for hours, and you're not in any pain. So, that is why I encourage older people to come and paddle. We probably have 10 consistent canoes that come out on Tuesday night, in Huntsville, and we sometimes switch around partners to paddle and talk about different aspects, like paddling in shallow water. Paddling in a crosswind is difficult, but we can teach that, and it makes paddling a lot easier." The couple works out all winter to be in shape for the race. "Through the winter, we lift weights. I run, and Bob gets on a paddling machine to keep his joints moving in the right direction and uses the treadmill. And then as soon as we can, we get out on the water. We will be out paddling, even if there is ice in the water. If we can get in and out of the water safely, we'll be out on the water." Staying active goes beyond the physical benefits. "I can still do it at 70, which is a good thing. And mentally, it is just peace of mind knowing I can still move without a lot of pain. It's not that there isn't pain, but if I stop, there will be more. I'm planning on living for a while longer, so I don't want to have to just sit in my chair." The cool start to the day was energizing. "I think the older you get, the more you appreciate cool. I've raced in Belize, and the average temperature there is 100°F. They had a cool spell come in when I raced, and the temperature was 72. We did phenomenal. The people from Belize were freezing, and I thought it was perfect. Cooler is better for us." The goal on this day was to finish the race uninjured. The couple did better than that, placing third in the Rec Mixed category. Prime is a new series of articles by Beta Day focusing on seniors in the community, issues, events, and lifestyle.